So I'm glad to have you along today. I'm Melissa Montana. My buddy Mitch Cruz is here. You know, I like to give him all of his accolades. The Reverend Dr. One and Only. He is it. Mitch Cruz.
Thank you.
I love this guy. He's my brother. You're Mr. Proverbs, as we talk about that. And you've written about Proverbs. You preach and teach on Proverbs. Let me go to this, okay? This might be hard to break down in this little bit of time. But Proverbs 12 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But whoever hates correction is, the Bible says, stupid.
Good, it's a biblical word.
It is. And then good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. Mm. But the righteous cannot be uprooted. So you can see that if you want discipline, you're going to be blessed by that, and that you'll find favor in God when you serve God. There's plenty of good stuff in the Bible, and some of it's pretty obvious, and I thought that was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Two really important words there, discipline and knowledge.
Yeah.
Discipline, we tend to think of an athlete, and it does carry that element of training. In fact, the four turns around Proverbs, Solomon's track of discipline is teach, train, test, transform.
Okay,
transform is like the correction.
Okay.
But disciple and discipline comes from the same root word. It means learner, you know, to learn.
Yes.
So we have a tendency to think boom, 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 you know, discipline. And it's more of, it's 3-to-1 formative to reformative. It's all about learning and
so
soaking
good.
In God. And then knowledge is not what we think of as mere mental information. Knowledge in Hebrew is my inner being experiencing God's inner being.
Oh,
it's intimacy with God. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
It's actually the same thing in Greek. It's this experiential intimacy with the God of the universe. So we'll put it all back together is when I learn from God.
Yes.
I'm going to grow in my intimacy with God.
Yes.
And it's a relationship, not religion.
Exactly.
It's not a formula.
And to know that we'll be rooted and grounded in him when we learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something beautiful about learning, and learning from God, of course, is the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer that you get to him, the more you're going to know him and understand him. You won't think that he's just this God upstairs. It's ready to get me. And God's not mad at you. We think God's mad at us a lot.
Yeah.
He's not mad.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the deeper we go, I think the more we'll see God's hand moving in our life when we learn more, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's progressive in a very good way.
Like
it gets more and more. The more we learn from him, the more we grow, and then the even more we can learn from him and about him. And that's the way it is on this side in a relationship with him, is we will always be continuing to learn about him.
Yes. What's the benefit of that? Not just the knowledge, but in your life, what do you think happens when we get closer to Jesus?
Well, we're made in his image, which means we have his heart when we seek him. We are fallen. We fall short. Everything we do falls short. But he wants to shape us to be like him, his heart. And really, that's his definition of success. We all talk about Romans 8:28,
yes.
how God will work everything for good for those who love him, called according to his purpose. Well, what is good? What is his purpose? It's the very next verse, and it's to be shaped like Christ.
Yes.
In our Western culture, we think it's about winning and being first, being tops, being right.
Mm.
But God says, hey, it's about me shaping your heart to be like Christ's. And that is so freeing.
Yes,
it's
it
incredible.
Is. Yes, it is. Isn't that exciting?
It really is.
I'm so excited about Jesus.
Yeah.
We want you to know more. I'll put some stuff on my conversations link so you can find out more about that at star883.com. Just click on conversations.